Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Food now, and we're going to slow things down a bit now. Nathan Anthony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks, Nathan. And people will know your recipe books, your wildly successful Board of Lunch cookbooks, and your fifth book came out this week, and it's a Board of Lunch six-ingredient slow cooker. So slow cookers, which were kind of a 70s thing in my mind, they're very much back in fashion, aren't they? Why are they so popular again?
Yeah, they really are back in fashion. Like, I think they've become really cool again. You know, you have a lot of, you know, students using them at university. You have young professionals or anybody with a really busy family is now using these really old gadgets as a way to kind of cook cheaper, you know, save time, save money, put their dinner on, go to work and go about their day. And they've just become, they've had such a boom and resurgence. They were often kind of seen as an older kind of dead gadget, but they're just, they're massive again, as big as air fryer. So this is why I've done another slow cooker book.
Okay, and the idea with this book is the recipes are simple, they're easy to follow, they're made with six kind of core ingredients, and then as well as kind of essentials that you should have in the kitchen press. So what are the essentials that we should all have in the kitchen press?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the book there's a pantry essentials, you know, like your jars and long life and fresh. But I think the core things that you need, all you need to have is flour or corn flour, salt and pepper, and, you know, water or stock. The rest of the ingredients, you know, that's your core six. You know, you might have, you know, pesto or chicken, or, you know, you kind of the six core ingredients of the recipe. But those are the things that you need to have for any kind of slow cooker recipe, like a bit of corn flour if you need to thicken the sauce, or obviously salt and pepper. But there's a whole pantry selection in there, like
When you mention water and stock, a lot of people are going to think, yeah, stuff out of slow cookers can be real kind of a watery kind of stew. So tell me a bit about liquid, about how much we should be using, when to use water, when to use stock.
Yeah, I always think, you know, one of the tips I always have is add less liquid than you think that you'll need, because you can always add more. It's very hard to take away. But with a liquid in a slow cooker, the thing is, just as long as you have, you know, a bit of thickener like corn flour or gravy granules, or depending on what you're using it for, but as well as that, put a tea towel under the lid, because the tea towel will drain all of it, the excess moisture out of a slow cooker. So that's a kind of top tip. But yeah, those two tips work really well. But corn flour will be your savior when you're making anything that's really saucy in a slow cooker.
Okay, so some recipes, and these are all really easy but very zingy and full of flavour, all of them. This first one sounds great. Dan Dan chili mince and noodles, which is dead easy and quick, isn't it?
It's so easy. Yeah, you know, I first came across these noodles when I was actually in Thailand, and, you know, they're so simple to make. And one of the bits of feedback that I had with previous book is people want more recipes with mince, because it's kind of cheap and it's easy to use. So I thought, you know what, let's put something really different in there that people could use with mince. So sticky chili mince and noodles, that's more commonly known, as you said, you know, Dan Dan noodles. It's got a bit of peanut butter in it, a bit of honey for sweetness, you know, a bit of chili, and just all those things together with a bit of mince. It's just unreal with a bit of noodles. You know, you really can't go wrong with those, and they're quite bold flavours that will do a lot of heavy lifting where you don't need any more than six ingredients. So it's a lovely
excellent
one.
Okay, we'll put up that recipe and technique. Something hearty now for a cold stormy day: creamy beef and mushroom orzotto. So this is where orzo meets risotto, is it?
It basically is. I love risotto. I think, you know, orzo has become so popular lately, and people are using it an awful lot more, especially, I think,
this is it, young, where people know it's a small rice-shaped little kind of
it
pasta.
It is, yeah. It looks like risotto rice, but it's pasta, basically. And I think, you know, a lot of families are using them now, especially with young kids. You know, they're easy for kids to eat as well, you know, because it's tiny bits of pasta. But yeah, again, so simple. The actual pasta cooks in the slow cooker as well. So beef goes in, mushrooms, bit of garlic, and your orzo and creme fraiche or cream. And the thing is as well, you know, it's six core ingredients, but if you wanted to add something extra, you know, to do something different, or if you like adding basil or you want a bit of coriander in it, you absolutely can. But you can get away with just using six ingredients, and yeah, the whole thing goes in. Orzo cooks in the slow cooker, and you have a one pot wonder from the new book.
Love a one pot wonder. You're doing short ribs in the slow cooker as well. soy and ginger short ribs?
Oh, honestly, these are a massive favourite of mine. Like, they just, anything that comes out of the slow cooker where the meat just completely falls apart. You know, you have short ribs with a bit of mirin, soy sauce, and you can use lemon or lime and apple juice, and it's really sticky. It's kind of dark from the soy sauce. And like, you just throw it in and let it cook all day, and you come back to these ribs that just fall apart in this kind of sticky soy ginger sauce. It's one of my favourite recipes, and it's so easy to make. You know, if you're hosting people at Christmas or you're having a bit of a family gathering, these are something that is so easy to make, and it'll really kind of blow people away on flavour. But yeah, and mirin as well. You know, not an awful lot of people would use mirin, but it's in the, you can get it in any supermarket.
What is it?
It just adds, it's just a little, it's like a Chinese wine, kind of like it just adds that bit of punch to it. But kind of I always say it's between a wine and a vinegar. It just adds a different level of taste to it. So I love it.
Okay, you've a few recipes here now for chicken or duck legs. Sticky hoisin and orange chicken legs.
Yeah, hoisin and orange. And what I've tried to do in the book as well, Brenton, is give people options. You know, you don't have to do this with duck. You could do it with chicken legs as well. You know, it's literally that simple. You put chicken legs in that slow cooker with a bit of hoisin, bit of orange juice, bit of honey, and, you know, anything else that you kind of want to add in. And you have just these sticky chicken or duck, and the meat just completely falls off the bone. And the beauty of a slow cooker as well is they run on a light bulb's energy. So they're so cost effective for people to make these recipes at home. You turn it on and it runs on minimal electric, whereas your oven and hob is maybe up to four times more energy consumption than a slow cooker. So,
nice takeaway vibes there with the orange chicken. Duck legs, and I presume you can use chicken legs here too, and pineapple curry, which sounds, again, takeaway vibes.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, and you know what, a lot of the food that I put into the books is inspired kind of by my travels. I've been very lucky to have traveled around Asia and stuff, and I always come home with, I'll make that in a slow cooker, I'll make it in an air fryer, and I'll put it in my book. So, you know, there's so many things that I've kind of taken from my travels and put it in. But like, yeah, beef and pineapple and any kind of, I just love adding fruits and sweetness to like curries and pairing it with meat. It just really elevates the flavour. So some lovely six ingredient slow cooker recipes in the Port of Lunsford.
And there's a duck pie loaf there as well that we'll put up on the website. Will we finish with something chocolatey? So you have slow cooker brownies.
Yeah, like I know.
How does that work?
You literally just pop the batter into the slow cooker and you come back and you get the exact same result as you would from doing them in the oven or the air fryer. You know, six simple ingredients, a bit of butter, dark chocolate, caster sugar, eggs, cocoa powder and flour. Mix that together into a really easy batter. Put it into the slow cooker for, two hours and come back and you have the guts of, maybe 20 brownies that you've made with six ingredients, and just let it cook in a slow cooker. It is so, so simple to make. It's one of those, I was on this morning last week on ITV over in London, and we done one of the desserts, and the presenter's like, there's no way you can make these in a slow cooker, and we done it live. So it's just really pushing the boat out for what you can do in a slow cooker. You know, it's not just for stews. You can cook rice, you can cook pasta, you can do desserts and fondants and brownies. So really, really bold. And again, just stripping things back, Brent, and making it really simple with six ingredients and hopefully saving people money and time as well.
Super. Nathan Anthony, thank you very much. So the book is called Board of Lunch, Six Ingredient Slow Cooker, and it's out now, published by Penguin Random House. Thanks, Nathan.